Tunes, what's up first, bud?
I'm thinking we're going to play some tunes, some great songs to end it, and I think we could talk about a little bit of soccer at the end, which would be a lot of fun.
Cool.
No better way to end this on a soccer note. First song I'm going to play is actually a Young the Giant song. Young the Giant's a cool band, and they're just starting to release singles for a new album they're going to be releasing in August. This is the first single that they released following their announcement of the album.
And so I've arrived with gold in my eyes.
That was America by Young the Giant. So that was their first single that they released, as I said, before they announced their album, which is an interesting thing about the song, because usually bands will probably release what they think are their best songs before the album, and that song was not one of their strongest songs.
Nope.
Very good vibes. I've been liking it more and more. At the first I was like, oh no. Because
yeah,
like, if you look back PTSD. At Young the Giant, They released Cough Syrup before their first album, which is an incredible,
song.
And then after that, for their second album, they released like Mind Over Matter, which is an incredible song as well. And this does not do it as much as those. So it makes you wonder what the album's going to sound like. Their second single they released wasn't that good either, which I'm not going to play. But the song was pretty good. I don't know. I don't know what this album's going to sound like.
You're giving it too much credit. I don't think it's good at all.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like them. I don't think that's a crazy statement to make. Like, the voice, his voice obviously
it's
does.
It's distinct, obviously. No, but you're right. It's a different sound. And you can respect bands for doing that. Sometimes it works. Sometimes
it
doesn't.
In this case, yeah, I think their selling point was that they had very serious lyrics with a very, like, strong voice. But there was also jam-outy and fuller. This didn't sound... fake, a little pop-esque. It sounded like the new Cage song. Like, it could be a new Cage song, which I hate it, so...
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
The majority of their songs on their albums were also extremely good besides their hit singles. So right, yeah. I'm not too worried. It is definitely going to sound different, at least.
Do you think better or worse than the new Cage album?
It'll be better than the new Cage album because everything will be better than the new Cage album. That's a completely different story.
Yeah.
The new Cage album sounds like Black Keys. It's unoriginal, in my opinion, because the Black Keys guy produced it. The Cage is electric. The lyrics are kind of disturbing, good. He loses it. The emotion is in his voice and the instruments when they go crazy, really.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they can be nice and emotional, which is like in Cigarette Daydreams. This entire album was just boring.
Fake emotional.
And also their songs that were Cigarette Daydreams-esque weren't strong enough. So it was just an entirely boring album. It was almost as if they were trying to replicate Black Keys' style and it wasn't working because Black Keys have already done it for almost a decade.
Right.
Anyhow, we're not going to play any Cage. We're not talking about Cage because, like, you know, that was a while ago. Yeah. We're over that.
Waste of words.
The next song I'm going to play is one of the original, actually more inspiring punk songs in history by Joy Division. This is off of their live album, Les Bains Douches, The Bathroom Showers. Their songs sound very 80s because they are 79 and 80. But this album is, like, more punky. It's, like, just sounds edgy. So this song is a different rendition of one of their most popular songs.
Thank you.
That was Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. Joy Division's a sick band. They were around the same time as The Clash, with the same purpose and message, except, as you can tell, done in a very different way. Like, the guy's voice is extremely unique, and it's probably an acquired taste, honestly.
Yeah.
Because his voice is just... I think you have to understand their message and what he's like. He was actually a really strange dude. He had a lot of seizures. I think he had depression. He ended up committing suicide, actually, shortly after the release of their second album. But that song is about, like, his love complications, which is pretty funny. But yeah, he's just... He had the electric stage presence. The drumming in that song was unreal. I love that song. They're a great band, and I love that rendition of the song. The next song is going to be completely different. It's a banger from Kanye West's first album, The College Dropout. He actually got... I'm thinking about this right now. He had so much support from highly acclaimed producers and rappers. Like, this song I'm about to play has Talib Kweli in common on it, and this is his debut album.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Probably the Chicago-ness of him. But this is a great song. Pretty... Not really played that much, not much radio time for the song, but nonetheless, incredible.
Banger. Let's hear it. I'm trying to catch the beat. 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 Now, throw your motherfucking hands. Get on high. All the girls pass the to your motherfucking man. Get on high. Now, I ain't never tell you to put down. And if you're losing your high, then smoke again. Keep on high. Nah. My flow is in the pocket like Wallace. I got the bounce like hydraulics. I can't call it. I got the swirl like alcoholics. My freshman year, I was going through hella problems. Till I built up the nerve to drop my about a college. My teacher said I was a loser. I told her, why don't you kid me? I give a fuck if you feel me. I'm gonna follow my heart. And if you follow the charts or the plaques or the stacks, you ain't gotta guess who's back. You see, I'm so shy that you thought I was bashful. But this flow will bash your skull. And I will cut your girl like past the troll. And I don't usually smoke but past the and I won't give you that money that you asking for. Why you think me and Dame cool? We that's why we hear your music getting fast forward. Cause we don't wanna hear that weak no more. Throw your motherfucking hands. Get on high. All the girls pass the to your motherfucking man. Get on high. Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hands. Keep on high. And if you're losing your high, then smoke again. Keep on high. Now, who the hell is this? Emailing me at 11:26, telling me that she 36:26. Plus double D, you nine girls on Black Planet B when they get bubbly at NYU, but she hailed from Kansas. Right now she just lamping, chilling on campus. Sent me a picture with a feeling on Candace, who said her favorite rapper was the late great Francis. W-H-I-T, it's getting late, mommy. Your screen saver say tweet, so you got to call me and bring a friend for my friend. His name Kweli. You mean Talib, lyrics stick to your rib. I mean, that's my favorite CD that I play in my crib. I mean, you don't really know him. Why is you lying? Your cry, she don't believe me. Please pick up the line. She gon' think that I'm lying. Just spit a couple of lines. Then maybe I'll be able to give a all the time and get a high. Yeah. Ow! I can't believe it. You use my name for picking up dimes, but never mind. I need some tracks. You trying to pull tracks out? And my rhymes is finna blow. You trying to blow backs out? Well, okay. You twisting my arm. I'll assist with the charm. And yo, ain't you meet that chick that got friends with your mom? So she's the mom, but she got the bougie behavior. Always got something to say, like an okay player hater. Anyway, I don't usually with the internet. A chick with birth control stuck to they arm like Nicorette. You really that much and trying to get on cigarettes. And she think it's fly, she ain't met a real yet. No. I apologize if I come off a little inconsiderate. I got the bubble cushion, the sister could get ahead of it. Get them high like noon or the moon or a room filled with smoke, a hype filled with dope. Y'all assumed I was doomed out of tune, but I still feel the notes, the quotes. Real rappers is hard to find, like a remote. Control rap is out of YouTube, but still got love. That's why I abuse you who are not thugs. Rock clubs like Tiger Woods in the hood. Should have my own reality show called Soul Survivor. I stole on lava. And you
rapping songs like these. That's why the raw don't know your name. Like Alicia Keys, too many featured MCs and producers is popular. 12,000 spins, nobody got the cop in a album. How come you the hot garbage of? The year's clear, your image is looped up. Label got you souped up, telling you you sick when you with a loose nut. Video hard to watch like Medusa. Even your club record need a booster. Chimped up with a pimp cup illiterate. Read the info, red across your head. I'm Grand King like Simba, bolder than Denver. I ain't a mad rapper, just an MC with a temper. You dancing for money like honey, I did this my way. So all in the industry crap, I survived like Kanye. Spitting through wires and fires, MC's retiring. Got your hands up, get the motherfuckers higher than.
And if you're losing your high, then yeah, smoke again.
Keep them high. It's your mother, man, get them high. Down, dick. Keep them high, keep them high, keep them high. Keep them high.
Get them high.
That was
featuring Talib Kweli and Common.
Wow.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. It's a really, really good song. I like Common a lot, too.
Here's my theory about Talib Kweli. And even Common. Well, I'm a huge Common fan, so I'm going to put my bias to the side. I feel like they're just only good featured artists, really.
True.
Like, to a lot of people. Except for me. Do you agree? Do you like Common?
I think he's okay. I like him, but more as a person. And the way I started liking him was that Jon Stewart interviewed him.
And he's a very, he's probably really
good. Oh, he's a good actor. Extremely articulate man. And I was like, oh, this guy's nice. And then I looked into it, and I was like, oh, he's good as well.
Yeah, I have a really probably unpopular opinion. I think Common's one of the top 10 rappers of all time.
Yeah, that would be definitely unpopular opinion.
Yeah. But. Common, his first project is incredible. It's kind of like Nas, though, because like, if you listen to any albums past Nas's first album, you really just have to be a huge Nas fan to like the entire project. Common's, I love his projects. His second most recent one, The Dreamer, The Believer, was an album, and I just thought it was so good. Didn't get that much popularity. I don't think anyone you could talk to probably knows that album, really.
Yeah.
He's done incredible work. He's also a really cool actor, and like, he's pretty articulate, very, he's like a political stance. He's a cool guy. But yeah, I mean, do you have like a rapper that you would consider one of the best that a lot of people wouldn't consider the best? Cause mine's probably Common.
Yeah,
maybe even Nas.
I like Nas more than Common, but like, I don't know. I guess my favorite rapper hasn't probably entered the debate for best of all time. My favorite rapper is J. Cole, but that's different. People like him. He's just too young to have entered the debate for all time. But I think
that's where you're wrong, Steven.
You disagree with me?
Yeah, because I think Kendrick, with the same amount of projects, is in the conversation of best of all time.
But that's because
J. Cole isn't.
Right. Well, I think where J. Cole faltered was Kendrick did a lot of collabs, and he rapped about like a certain like specific, you know, there are a lot of specific themes to his raps, as there are with J. Cole. My thing is that Kendrick did so many collabs, and it was a Compton thing, and it was like, just the last album was with a lot of people who did funk, and I think he wins on like the, you know, diversity of music card for sure. And he's definitely a better rapper. I would have to say that he's a better rapper, but I like J. Cole more. J. Cole faltered when he produced and did an entire album by himself.
But he also succeeded when he did it
Here's the thing: the catch 22 of Forest Hills was that it was amazing, like, yeah, incredibly good. Every song was good. And the thing is, like, for PR purposes, not so great to not do any collabs or like.
But you could say the same exact thing about Kendrick's recent album.
Yeah, but is Kendrick's recent album getting the hype that Kendrick's other albums got? Absolutely not. Are the songs good? Yeah, just the same way J. Cole's songs are.
I don't know if it's absolutely not, because it's been getting, there's been so much conversation about how good it's been. Got a huge Grammy nominations. The songs, if you look, just have the same amount of plays. Like, they're just as popular, which is crazy because it shouldn't be as well. Like, I mean, the biggest hit was King Kunta, and that was completely different to any song on Good Kid, Mad City, which were theoretically bangers.
Wait, so, are you talking about the most recent he Addicted?
Yes.
The Seven album, the Seven song.
Oh, not Untitled.
Nah, that's what I was talking about. No, that's not Untitled. That's on Spotify now.
Yeah, I know. It's Untitled.
Oh, Untitled. I said Untitled. No.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, because I think, no, and that was my point. To Pimp a Butterfly, in fact, in...
But the other album isn't the same thing. Do you know what I mean? It was just, it was like a very unexpected release of untitled and unreleased hits and performances. There were performances on like Jimmy Fallon and like Stephen Colbert of those songs.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the same thing as To Pimp a Butterfly, nor was it the same as 2014.
But I think you can't, but you were under the impression.
I was talking about To Pimp a Butterfly.
Well, I don't think you compare To Pimp a Butterfly and Forest Hills Drive. Pimp a Butterfly.
It came into the conversation that we're having right now.
I don't know. My thing is that Pimp a Butterfly is a concept album.
Definitely, yeah.
It's more, it's about funk.
Everything it does about, is a concept album.
Yeah. Well, this one was like an actual where like the songs weren't as popular. There were three or four big bangers, but like it made sense listening to it holistically. It was like, for me, yeah. It was like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
All right. That was a good combo. We're going to move on from rap to more alternative again.
Love it.
This is coming from my favorite band, Group Love. This song is the second song on the album of Spreading Rumors, which is the most recent 2013 album. And this song sounds a lot like the Pixies, and it's also the best drumming, arguably, that I've ever heard at some points. It's crazy. This song is one of their loudest songs. This is a cool song because Group Love, You Can Fall for the Trap, they're a happy old California band, and this song completely changes that perspective to merely bring out like the more punk edginess in
them.
So enjoy.
Borderlines got every man ready.
that was Borderlines and Aliens.
That sounds like, that's like straight Nirvana right there, and Pixies. Yeah. Yeah, that, wow. I'd say that the intro is Nirvana-esque for me. It like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else should I do? Yes. And then the end sounds like... there's a song by Nirvana not that popular, Aneurysm. Aneurysm, the ending of Aneurysm is similar to the ending of that right there. And like in the middle sounds kind of like Pixies. Like the verses kind of sound like Pixies. So that's cool. And they've verbally, they have shown in many ways that Nirvana and Pixies are some of the biggest influences for them. So that's really, that's where it really shows. All right, the next song is a special one for you and me. Because this is the Districts, and Steven and I went to go see them. I was a huge Districts fan. Steven at the time did not know the Districts, and I somehow got you to go to the concert, which I'm really happy about. And they ended their concert with this 9-minute thriller, and which we saw the band completely lose their minds on stage.
Guitar.
In front of like we were like a couple hundred people.
Not a lot of people. And I felt the energy. Boy, did I feel the energy. He kind of lost it. You were shocked. You almost were crying. I remember laughing.
I was so in shock. Just think about it. Like, I don't know. It was like the end of their tour.
Yeah.
They've clearly done a similar set list, and it still provides the same energy. We saw him try to kick the amplifiers and the drum set apart.
Oh, just throwing
things. And like they're like a pretty alternative band. They haven't really been that punky, so like I wasn't expecting them to do that at all. I thought they were just gonna have a pretty normal stage presence.
Yeah,
The song's really cool, very good chorus, very slow beginning, and it just explodes at the end to this great lyrics and just great guitar. You just imagine him. I kind of miss it. I want to see him play again.
I like the song a lot. For me, just before you play it, comes together and falls apart. It's like structured and chaotic at some points. It's loud and soft. It's a very dynamic song.
Yeah, and that idea ties exactly together with the title of the song and the lyrics.
Yeah, let's hit it, dude.
So, here it is.
Love was patient.
Love it.
It's an amazing song. It's an amazing song. It's really soft in the beginning. It explodes towards the end. If you're into like jam out songs, it has a really long portion of it that's just it's like they're showing off, and it's good. I have no problem with it.
It's like kind of one of those songs where like you need to be a patient listener and you have to like.
Oh, for sure.
You can't just like. It's cool because like they know that the best part you need to wait 6 minutes for, and right. It's just like you're like, all right, and then I think thing about songs is like sometimes you're like, all right, the verse is okay, and then the chorus comes in, you're like, oh, I love the chorus, therefore I love the song, now I love the verses even more. That's kind of like what the song does a little bit, and like the beginning and everything else has just become beautiful. The portion where it builds up to the end is just perfect now, in my opinion. You made a good point. The song is like equivalent to A Certain Romance by the Arctic Monkeys. Not a very popular song, but embodies what they're trying to do and their message in every type of style they can possible.
Yeah, it's in like a song. I would say I'd pick A Certain Romance to most represent the Arctic Monkeys. Maybe not now, but like in terms of
yeah, you're totally right. And this song is pretty representative of them. It's like young kids destroyed somehow at the age of 18 or 19 or 20 when they made this album. They were extremely young.
What was your other favorite song?
By the Districts?
Yeah.
Long Distance is one of my favorite songs.
Did you like...
Are you talking about Suburban Smell?
Yeah.
Because Suburban Smell is
and
also Fourth their
and
message.
Fourth and Roebling and then Rocking Chair.
These are incredible songs. I love to play all
them. I really like Rocking Chair.
But we played most of them throughout this year.
We did. Fourth and Roebling is just like sad. Suburban Smell is the sad one.
Suburban Smell is sad because it's just like...
That's accurate.
It's just like angsty suburban teens who just don't like what they've been brought up in. And
not in an
escape.
Angsty form, though.
It's not angsty.
It's like very
digestible. I mean, it's like, imagine just like teens that want to get out and like just don't like the fabrication of suburban life, and then they're moving on now to better things, which is awesome.
Speaking of angst, what's next?
The next song is a Nirvana song off of Nevermind. And also the song that opened up the Kurt Cobain documentary. And it's just, this is probably the loudest, craziest song by Nirvana.
For those of you, I'm not going to preempt it. This is just...
it's just incredible. I like it. in HBO, by the end of the song, they took out everything but Kurt Cobain's voice. And it's just so funny because he's just shrieking at the end. And it sounds ridiculous. And like... It sounds like ridiculous. You just imagining, and then you learn obviously about the emotional turmoil of Kurt Cobain. So when you listen to this song, you're like, "Wow, what is going on in his mind?"
For me, this was okay, and then I read things and heard things and talked and learned about Kurt Cobain, and I was like, "No, this song's pretty good." Like it's like a history thing.
It's a great song.
Yeah,
here we go.
Call
Yes.
That song is hard to digest.
Yes.
Ow.
It's just like, That's Territorial Pissings from Nirvana.
Yeah.
Great lyrics, great album title. I mean, great song title.
All right, we need a refreshing. Yeah, what's next?
Completely different song coming up. This is a Pusha T song.
Yeah, Pusha.
I like Pusha T. He's pretty good lyricism. Pretty good lyricist, I mean. And the song's just pretty good. It's just a nice song.
Let's hit it.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing the S. Your plane's missing the chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast Guard, come a hundred, going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side settle in. Might have to head, but you ever land. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on this double-edged sword. Whether rapping or I'm rapping to a hoop. Might reach back and relapse to wrapping up this raw. Y'all feel like that? Givenchy fitting like his gym clothes. We really gym stars. I'm like D-Rose. No D-League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Can't rhyme no more, about crime no more.
Make show money, Biggs Burke on tour. 25 bricks, move work like chore. Hit Delaware twice, needed 25 more. I see flaw, cracks in your diamond. CB4, when you rhyme, Simple Simon. Come and meet the pieman, a must that I flaunted. The legend grows legs when it comes back to haunt us. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Can't live and say I bought a Michael Kors. Every car driven was decided by the hope. Keep the sticker in the window case you wondered what it costs. How could you relate when you ain't never been great? And rely on rap money to keep food upon your plates. I might sell a brick on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God.
Y'all feel like that? Y'all feel like that?
Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Y'all feel...
Those numbers on the boards. It's just a good song. It's like, it's just raw. The beat, it shouldn't work, but it does. All right, the next song is another equivalent to A Certain Romance. This is by Manchester Orchestra. I'm sorry.
Wait, you can't. Oh, I wasn't on. Thanks, Pierce.
Wow. Rookie mistake. I pressed the wrong button. Steven wasn't on the mic for 10 seconds.
Next, the phone call thing that could be that. That's like your real first.
The phone call wasn't my problem. Actually, my fault because like two or three people call at the same time. I don't know how, and I just didn't know. Just trying to operate both of them. All right.
This next song I really like a lot. It explodes.
Good.
Good bless you, Steven. Sick. Explodes at the end.
We should probably play a song. We're kind of running low on time. All right.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be right back.
Everything to Nothing by Manchester Orchestra. The last song we're going to play, this is a little shout out to my dad.
Shout out to Mr. Dev.
My dad has sort of said he was going to request a song, but never did. But I know exactly what he probably would have recommended. Our favorite Pixies song. This is just a great song off of Doolittle. So this one's for you, Father.
Thank you.
was Hey by Pixies. Steven, it's been a good run.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
But we'll be back next semester. We'll be back
next semester. Next semester, we're coming back, guys. So
unless they kick us off for our monitor malfunctions and stuff.
Or just for tomfoolery and swearing and when we shouldn't and whatnot. I mean, oops. We haven't sworn. Yeah. No.
I have not sworn.
Not sworn. I have not said a curse word.
This is Subjectively Objective. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Steve-O.
Yo.
We're out.
We're outy.
Without doubt and without fear, may you find some comfort here. May there be hope to help you cope when what you need is nowhere near. Make your mark unto these years. Shape your world with salt and tears. Carry on when you will.
We got one more song. Let's hit it.
Without doubt and without fear, may you find some comfort here. May there be hope to help you cope when what you need is nowhere near.